You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Yes, it is. Welcome again, Amy Ralphini. Hey. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good, good, good. Today on Who Arted, we are excited to welcome photographer Rebecca Zephyr Thomas, fresh from the UK, a regular contributor for ID. Rebecca's work is awesome and will be showcased and on sale, in the upcoming Arctic, which is on the 5th of May, Thursday the 5th of May at Golden Dawn.
Take it away, Amy. Thank you, Esther. Look at me taking over.
Do it. Yeah.
Good morning, Rebecca, darling.
Good morning. Thank you both for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Rebecca.
Thank us at the end. Just wait, you know, you never know. You might
bad.
Be like, you guys suck so much. You've returned from London with a portfolio that boasts bright and punchy images of the East London's vibrant creative subculture. And your work seems to move between somewhat journalistic to very theatrically tied together and often flamboyant images of highly engaging people, bright poppy colours and squeak, which I kind of came up with this morning, which I quite liked, which is kind of shiny, but yeah.
I love it.
How would you describe your work visually to our listeners, and what would you consider an overriding theme of your work to be about?
I think the theme would probably be about celebrating eccentrics. So people from, they could be any age, any background, but sort of people that are not afraid to totally do their own thing and make life a little bit more interesting for everyone that has to look at everyone else, if you know what I mean. Like making an effort. So yeah, that's my kind of people that I'm interested in.
And do you find that there's a particular colour and composition that you tend to go for? Do you take the camera out at night more?
I used to take camera out at night quite a lot, and sort of, it was basically, I wasn't kind of being a voyeur, struggling on that. I was kind of just documenting my own life, so it was people that I'm actually really friends with and places I really would go. So it was all quite spontaneous rather than really sort of thought out.
And staged, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't staged at all, yeah.
That's the way a lot of photographers do work as well, and it's really interesting when you go and see their retrospectives and things to see how that plays out, and you can see the style coming through really, really strongly.
And it means you have a deeper connection with whoever you're photographing, because it's someone that you actually care about apart from just taking their picture.
Speaking of which, in 2014 you published a book called What Would Julia Do, which photographically follows 50-something fashion muse and club icon Princess Julia. The book is a functioning object of art, and the layout is a homage to the fan magazines of the 1950s Hollywood style. For those who don't know, well, a lot of you probably wouldn't know, but also Visage, is it pronounced Visage? The fade to grey?
Yes.
We fade to grey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her?
Yeah, she's in the video, yeah. That's Steve Strange. That's his band, and he died last year. But he started the Blitz Club in Soho in the early 80s, which was basically one of the main places where all new romantics went to. So Duran Duran, Boy George, anyone that looked a bit crazy and wanted to party, 1982, in London on
to
a Tuesday
specific.
Night. Yeah, that's where you went. So she was like a major sort of figurehead of that whole thing. But Julia would always say that if there's any subculture in England from the late 70s till now, she's been there. Like, she's been a part of everything, and it's kind of true.
How did you come to meet Julia? And also, while I'm at the question asking thing, older women are fantastic and can be such amazingly powerful mentors. What was it like as well working with Julia, because they're the dominating female?
Yeah.
What's it like on a day-to-day level working on the book? Did you trail her? Did you see how many times?
I was going to trail her for a month, and she sent me her itinerary, and she is in her 50s, and I was somewhere in my 20s. And I looked at her itinerary for the month, and I was like, oh my God, bloody hell, there's no way I can keep up with that, because she's out every night. She has a catchphrase, which is, if in doubt, go out. So that's what she basically lives by.
Oh,
so
wow.
I couldn't keep up with her.
That's interesting. That's a really good catchphrase.
That's a good catchphrase, yeah.
So how did you first come up meet her?
Appropriately enough, I was with this friend of mine who's in this band called Scum, and he was 15 at the time, and we needed somewhere to take his photo, and I wanted to shoot in this pub, and Julia just sort of was there and let me go in and do it. So she was a friend from the first meeting.
Oh, so kindred spirit. That's awesome. Yeah. And so once the book was finished, did you actually trail her for a month, or
I sort of trailed her unofficially for 5 years. But not really on purpose. We sort of went to the same places.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. So your work's going to obviously be showing.
Yes.
People can come meet you at Art Ake in
yes.
a couple of weeks,
yeah.
Which is going to be awesome. Just around that, what other creative projects are you currently working on? You're back from London. What's on the horizon for you?
Well, the stuff that I'm showing at Art Ake is all new that I've shot since I've been back in New Zealand. And June last year, my sister came and stayed with me in London, and we never spent any time together because there's a big age gap. And so I've started photographing her. So now she's my new sort of Julia muse figure. So we have a lot of pictures of her at Art Ake. And then I want to do more travel photography. So I'm going to be doing that next month and throughout the year.
Fantastic. Well,
awesome.
Yeah,
can't wait to see the works that you're exhibiting and selling at Art Ake.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, the theme is masks, so everyone's
cool.
Actually created work especially towards the theme, and Rebecca's is stunning. It's beautiful.
Thanks, Amy.
So, yeah, we're very happy. So anyway, we've shared all your some of your work up on the Elam the 90s and Morning Glory pages, so if anyone wants to check them out, and in due course I'll be profiling Rebecca's work through the Art Ake page as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you.
So Art Ake's Thursday 5th of May, Golden Dawn, limited number of signed prints available, $50 a pop. Whew. Rebecca Zephyr Thomas.com. Easy. Let's play this one now. I think it's appropriate. Fade to Grey.
I've got this on vinyl.
Visage. I want to go watch the video now. Yeah?
I did.
Vinyl.
I've got it on vinyl.
Nice.
I did straight away watch a video as soon as I found it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, there she is.
Devenir gris.
Ooh, I like this.
Très chic.
Très cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.